I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. I've been waiting a little bit for this day to come. And I get to share with all of you guys, this is not just any tips and sips. This is help me tips and sips, which of course is very important, by the way. So I'm a help me suitable. But what makes this even more exciting, besides the fact that I'm a help meet that is suitable, is the fact that today is the day that I get to get back to the sipping along with the tipping. Okay, so for the last 30 plus days or something to that effect, I've been on a fast. And if you've been following, you shouldn't. If you haven't been following, go back. Check some things out. I've been sipping on water. Now, don't get me wrong, what God did in that fast was amazing. Amazing. And you know, when you're submitted to a leader and they ask you to do something, you got to trust the God in them and actually follow suit. So I was drinking water, even though I love my sparkling juice time. Y'all know how I love my sparkling juice. My sparkling juice time. So not only am I having some sparkling juice, I broke out the good stuff just for you. Well, mostly for me. So today we're going back to the, the organic sparkling pear. Apple pear sparkling juice. I wasn't playing. I was not playing around today, because today is not the day to play around, because I haven't had sparkling juice in a long time. But something about nighttime, winding down, getting my tip, and having my sip. So thanks for coming and being with me. Wow. Apple pear. Whoa. Woo! All right. So do you have your sparkling juice? Because I needed you all to have a party with me. We were doing it. We were doing it big. We were doing it big today. So some of you may have seen my post earlier. It's been rumbling in me. And I don't know if I'm going to have a regular sip and tip, because I feel a preach. But I'm trying to teach. I try to teach during sips and tips. But oh my goodness. When Holy Spirit kind of downloaded that generational curse breaker declaration today, I got a little rumbling going on, so I'm gonna try to be good. So I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook. My goodness. All right, so I'm gonna be good. Well, I'm not gonna promise. I was supposed to give you a tip before I sip. Y'all excuse me, today I'm on tip and sip and sip and sip. Because I haven't had this in a long time. And oh my goodness, it's so good. It's so good. All right. This is good. It reminds us that in Ephesians 6 and 10, the word of God says, finally. And I kind of feel like God is like, can we get this together? You know, finally. Be strong in the Lord. Like, I'm going to tell you a couple of things, but the last thing I'm going to tell you, because it's so important, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of His might. Now, why is that important? Oh, Jesus. Why is that important? Because it's not your might. It doesn't have to be your might. When you try to do it in your own might, you're not going to make it. But if you are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, don't tell me what the enemy has done. Don't tell me what the enemy said. Don't tell me what the enemy suggested. We're strong in the Lord and in the power of, woo, His might. Woo. So earlier today, Holy Spirit said to me, I just need one. I was like, what are we talking about, Holy Ghost? What are we talking about, Holy Spirit? I just need one. Okay, you just need one. You just need one. So I just need one person to say they're going to be strong in the Lord. I just need one person to say yes. I just need one person to say, here I am, Lord. I'm ready to be the generational curse breaker. breaker. Here I am, Lord. I'm ready to be that one. Here I am, Lord. I'm ready to stop the madness. Here I am, Lord. I'm ready to say that I'll use the power of your might. I don't have to worry about what's in my own strength, because having something be in my own strength, I wouldn't be able to do anything. In fact, when you're in your own strength, you'll just do the same thing every single person in your family has done. Sip to that. That's not what we're looking for. I'm not trying to do no disrespect, but there's just some things in my family I'm not trying to be a part of. There's just some things that have happened to those in my that my ancestors that I no longer want to see in my children. Sip to that. Ooh, sip again. There's some things that happened in my life that I don't want to happen in my children's life. There's some things that I've done that I want to be delivered from, and I don't want my children to ever have to deal with it. You know my testimony. There's some things my husband has done that I never want my children to understand. I never want my children to go through. I never want my children to be a part of. I'm going to sip today. I'm going to sip today. Because when you say, yes, I plan to be a generational curse breaker, you're basically saying, devil, I know it worked with my mom. I know it might have worked with me. I know it might have worked with my grandma. It might have worked with my grandpa, but not no longer in my life. And you're not getting my kids. You're not getting my children. You're not getting my children's children. Not gonna happen. Woo! It's not gonna happen. Oh my God. Certain assignments of lust and perversion, not gonna hit my kids. Certain assignments of alcohol and drugs, not gonna hit my kids. I'm gonna use the power of God's might. Be strong in the Lord. It's like, finally, my brethren, I've told you some things. I've said some things that you have a authority to do. I've given you authority and power. I just want you to know, if you're strong in me, God is like, all you gotta do is be strong in me. If you're strong in me, you can use my power. You can use my might. My God, it's the might of God. It's the strength of God. It's the authority given to us by God. It's what we need in order to be the generational curse breaker. If you try to do it in your own strength, you're most likely going to fall. If you try to do it in your own strength, the devil might look back at you. You better sip. You better sip. You come to the devil with your own strength and he'll come right back. But you come to the devil in God's strength. Now he has to shrink back. Now he has to bow down. Now he has to run and flee in terror. Not just run and flee. Run and flee in terror. He's got to say, oh, you coming in the might of Jesus? You're coming in the might of the Lord? I gotta go. I'm no match. I'm no match. If he came, if I came in my own might, he might step to me. That's not what I'm doing. But I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm coming under the blood. I'm coming with my armor on. I'm coming with the sword in my hand. I'm coming because I'm covered under the blood. I'm coming because it's God's strength. And when it's God's strength, I can say, devil, you can't have me. You can't have my husband. You can't have my kids. I'm the generational curse breaker. Here I am. God is like, I just need one. I just need one. I just need one in the bloodline. I just need one person to say yes. And then he said, ask him, is it me? Is it you? Because once you say yes, sip. Once you say yes, it may not be easy. You may not like what it takes. You may be a little bit, apprehensive, but once you say yes, be the one. Be the one. Stand up. Stand up. Be bold. Be courageous. Be sure in what you're saying. Be sure in what the Word of God says. And here's one scripture we're looking at today. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We cannot continue to be weak helpmeets. We cannot continue to say, this is happening in my marriage. Look back. Did it happen in marriages in your family? Is it been happening in marriages in your bloodline? most likely you're going to say, yeah, the same thing happened to them. The same thing happened to them. Same thing is happening to me. Oh, no. You got to look at it and say, why didn't you say yes? Why? You know what people do when they're in one-on-one coaching with me? Everybody wants to know, not everybody, but some people want to know, well, why can't somebody else do it? Why didn't this person do it? How come it has to be me? Why not you? Why not you? Why not me? I kept saying, God, I don't understand. I don't understand what you're asking me to do. He's like, I'm not asking you to do anything, but give me a yes. If you give me a yes, I'll give you my mic. Oh, Jesus. If you give me a yes, I'll tell you what to do. If you give me a yes, I'll tell you what to say. If you give me a yes, I'm going to give you more strength. I'm going to give you more power because the power is in the Lord. It's not my power. It's the power of the Lord. He's not asking us to do it. He's asking us to do it through him. He's asking us to say yes. So I'm just saying, are you that one? Are you the curse breaker? Help me. I mean, when I'm taking my first couple of sips of the organic apple pear, I just want to know, do I have some others who are willing to be the generational curse breaker? Because I won't try to tell you that's easy. I won't try to tell you it's no big deal. I'll tell you you're going to have to dig deep. I'll tell you you're going to have to worship. I'll tell you you're going to have to study to show yourself approved. I tell you it might make you cry. I'll tell you it might make you weep. I tell you, it will cause you to shrink back a little bit. But oh my goodness, when you remember who you are and you remember whose you are and you remember whose strength you have and you remember how to worship and you know how to pray and you know how to decree and you learn how to declare, when you know whose power you're coming in, you tell the devil, not today, not tomorrow. And it's not going to look good ever for you. It won't look good for you, devil, because I'm the curse breaker. I'm the curse breaker. I'm giving God a yes. And all I'm asking, are you the help me that's giving God the yes? When you give God the yes, you look in the book. It says, whew, I'm a living witness. It's hard. I wrote that. I'm a living witness. It's hard. Okay, now that we got that over with. Because, oh, this is hard. You say it. Go ahead and say it now and be done with it. Say it now and be done with it. Say it one more time. It's hard. Okay, you said it. We're done with it. Put that behind you and then say, okay, even though it's hard, I'm going to do it. Even though it's hard, I'm coming for you, devil. Even though it's hard, I gave God a yes. Even though it's hard, it's worth breaking all these curses. Even though it's hard. And I wrote that. I'm a living witness. It is hard, but it is worth it. And it says, and this is it. There is nothing we cannot do with the help of God. There's nothing we cannot do with the help of God. So then it says, Ephesians 6 and 10, finally, be strong in the Lord. So what am I saying today? While we have our sips, this is the tip. Be strong in the Lord. Write it in your journal. Write it in your journal. I am strong in the Lord. Decree it. I am strong in the Lord. I've got his might. I've got the power of the might of God. And I am the generational curse breaker. It might be hard. It may be hard. But I gave God a yes. I told God I would do it. He's showing me how to do it. He showed me in his word where I have the authority to do it. So I'm breaking the curses. I'm not going down. I'm not backing down. I'm breaking the curses. I'm just asking, do I have another help me that's saying I'm strong in the Lord? Do I have another help me that says, it's me. It's me. It's me. Sip. I'm sipping to you if you take the challenge. I'm sipping to you if you're the curse breaker, the bloodline breaker. The one that says, it ran in my family until it ran into me. I'm that one. Oh, I'm that one. I'm that one. It's not easy, but I'm that one. I gave God a yes. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a hint. You're going to have to give God a yes more than once. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I keep it all the way real. You're going to have to wake up some days and go, ooh, okay, let me remind myself I gave God a yes. You're going to have to do it more than once. Do it anyway. You're going to have to say, oh, Lord Jesus, give me strength. Do it anyway. Armor up. Get your weapons. Learn how to use them. And give God a yes. And I'll tell you, you may have to give him a yes over and over and over again. But say I'm the curse breaker because I gave God a yes. I'm that one. I'm that one. I'm that one. And woo, let me tell you, it's very possible that once someone in your family sees what you're doing, oh my God, somebody knows where I'm going. Someone in your family may see what you're doing. Can I point? Someone in my family saw what I was doing, and it encouraged them to give God a yes. Now I'm not alone. Now I've got authority times two, which is 10,000. One to put 1,000 to flight, two 10,000. Someone might see you in your family. Get excited. Someone might see you in your family and join with you. Someone might see you in your family and come into agreement with you. And now you've got more than one curse breaker. God didn't say he only wanted one. He said he needed one, at least one, at least one. What if? Woo! What if after you say, I'm going to give God a yes, then your cousin gives God a yes. Your mother gives God a yes. Your father gives God a yes. Your husband gives God a yes. Your sister gives God a yes. Your brother gives God a yes. What if? What if you're just the first one? What if you're the first one, but you're not the only one? Be the one that gives God a yes and make it contagious in your family. Declare you won't be the only one. You won't have to be the only one. It's contagious. Others will join you. Set a standard. Oh, I like that. Set a standard in your family. You might be the trailblazer, but you can look back and say, okay, who's joining me? Who's with me? Who's with me? Yes, God, yes. Someone else is going to give God a yes because you gave God a yes. It's worth it. I'm excited about that. I want you to know. I want you to know that you can't beat God-given. So if you give him a yes, guess what he'll give you? He'll give you authority. He'll give you power. He'll anoint you with blessings. Woo! He'll open doors. He'll give you opportunities. Give God a yes and watch. Just watch. My God, I'm excited about that. I want to see you say yes. I want to see you say yes. I want to hear about your yes. And not just the word, I want the actions, because faith, without works is dead. And a helpmeet cannot be a suitable helpmeet without faith and works. So today, get your works together. Get your yes together and be that one. Oh yeah, I want you to be that one. I'm surrounded by individuals that gave God a yes. I'm so proud of them. I watch them give God a yes over and over. I watch them get knocked down and stand back up. I watch them push. I watch them pray. I watch them decree and declare. And it makes me excited. It makes me excited. And you can be that one also. Be the one. Be the one. Woo! I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm just excited. I'm excited. Because God, he just needs one. He wants you to be that one. Well, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Thank you for being with me. Help me sips and tips time. Make sure you write this one in your journal. That you are the one. You're strong in the Lord. You are the one. Because that's your tip for the day. And then you go back and reflect. Oh, remind yourself you gave God a yes. When it's really, really difficult, remind yourself, I gave God a yes. I'm the curse breaker. I'm the generational curse breaker. I'm going to do this because I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. get information about our one-on-one coaching, our mentoring program where ladies are learning, our help meets are learning how to break generational curses. They're learning about spiritual warfare. They're learning about the armor of the Lord. They're learning how to decree and declare. They're learning how to bind and loose. I didn't know how to do it. God had to show me to be able to pull down strongholds. God had to show me to be able to become a helpmeet that is suitable in order to fight the good fight of faith. God had to show me to understand how to be in a spiritual war and win. And win. And win. And win. So go to jaredandyvette.com. Get the information. We come to slay and not play. So if you're serious about spiritual warfare, if you're serious about learning about your weapons, when you become serious about doing what God has said about becoming a helpmeet, you may want to get into the helpmeet army. We're doing some things. Oh, and it's work, but it's worth it. It's work, but it's worth it. We learn our weapons and then we learn how to use them. Woo-wee. I'm excited about that. So get the information. Don't forget, do you have your book in your workbook? I'm just saying. Some of you need to read it again. Let me say that again. Some of you need to read it again. Well, some of the comments I'm getting, some of you need to read it again. It's okay. Why do you think I do the sips and tips? I got to read it again too. Over and over and over and keep myself giving God a yes. I got to keep myself giving God a yes. Read it again. It'll help. It will help. All right. I will see you soon. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for tipping and sipping with me.